What's poppin', y'all? You rockin' with Jiggy Jones. And listen, you got a special guest in the building. South Carolina zone. Black Zach, what's good, my brother?
What's happening?
How you, man?
What's up, my brother?
Everything good, man. Now, you in New York City for this week. What you getting into?
See, we move around, like, you know, doing the press shit right now, shopping and just, you know, move around, fuck with New York.
Yeah. When the last time you was here?
I think, like, 2-3 months ago.
Damn, oh, you just got here.
Yeah.
You went shopping for Christmas or anything, or you just running around the city?
Just running around. Like, I just like coming out here. Like, I probably was, like, buying some jewelry or some shit.
Word.
I can't really remember, but either coming out here, I either come, like, to work or just, like, shopping and shit because they got all the fashion and shit up there.
That's a fact. Speaking of work, you just dropped a video for Dirty Bop.
For sure.
Now, what's actually Dirty Bop? Because I think of Dirty Bop, feel me? I'm from Jersey. I'm from up north. So, like, when I think of Dirty Bop, I think of, like, a dance. Feel me? You know, like, the South, especially in, like, the 2000s, everybody was known for a lot of dances. So, is that, like, a dance-type track? Or describe Dirty Bop for the people?
It's most definitely a vibe. And, like just playing around with it, we came up, like, with a dance off the shit.
Mm.
Just off the vibe and the name of it.
Yeah, that's a fact. So what's the Dirty Bop? Like, what's the dance y'all be doing?
Everything we do dirty, so we just call it the Dirty Bop. Like,
gotcha.
Shit, you throw that shit up,
mm-hmm.
Take off with it. Throw that bitch up, take off with it.
So you could play that in the strip club, you could play that in the party, you could play that just anywhere for real.
Anywhere, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, the beat, like, the up-tempo, that Nico got that shit in, like, there's no way you can't nod your head, like, that bitch can turn on right now, like, you gonna start moving.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I caught when I bumped the song and I seen the video. But outside of that, before the end of the year, you dropped the project, feel me, 48 hours. Now, why so quick? Like, you know, it's only January right now, 3 months after the project. Why you so quick, you going into the next joint?
I mean, shit, we still pushing the 48 hours, like, right now, like, because I knew what I was up against, like, dropping it at the fourth quarter.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I know, like, offices and shit was going to turn, like, everybody be kind of, like, ready to shut down.
Yeah.
So we just brought it into the new year, so we just, that's what we're doing. We're Dirty Bopping all 2024.
That's what's up. Yeah. And with that, you know, the project was kind of, you know, good 10 songs, straight to the point.
Yeah.
What was your mindset when making 48 hours, and what does 48 hours even mean to you?
48 hours, we named it that because we did the project in 48 hours.
In 2 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
Damn.
We did that shit in 2 days.
How many songs you had recorded, and then how many songs you had to take away?
I think we had like 15 songs recorded, but we were still going.
Yeah.
And we just had to stop and just be like, man, because if we ain't stop, we was gonna probably just keep recording. And
yeah,
keep recording.
Facts.
Because every song we was making was, it just seemed like that shit was just getting harder. Like, that shit was just getting crazy. Like,
yeah.
So like,
you ain't gonna have too many options to get.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, who be in the studio with you when you cooking up? Because, you know, it's some people that, they like a lot of people in the studio with them, like a couple people that they trust their ear, they trust their opinion. How many people be in the studio with you when you recording?
It really depends. Like, sometimes, like, majority of the time, I like to be in the studio by myself. But it's like, it be times when I like to have the gang and they too, like, to feel the vibe and shit. Like, they bring different kind of energy to the room, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, shit, it really depends.
Do they, you think they honest with you? Like, they tell you, like, yo, Zach, yo, go back in that booth. You got to spit that again.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they
Anybody in here ever told you that before?
Yeah, I done got Nico. Nico told me, yeah, shit, that ain't it. Do something else.
How many times? How many times you had to spit?
Yeah, often, but you know.
Yeah.
You get worked sometimes, so you sit, get motivated.
No, that's a fact.
Give a nigga a line and all kind of shit. Like, I'd be like, damn, what you hear on that? Before I even record, the first thing I asked Nico, like, what you hear on that song?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause he made the beat, so I want to hear, like, what he, like, what vibe, what energy he had, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Now, what joint on 48 hours would you say? I mean, obviously Dirty Bop, you pushing Dirty Bop right now.
Dirty Bop, Nola, Top Room. We got like 3 songs going crazy, like, right now. City in the clubs and all that shit.
Nah, the joint, I was rocking with Let Me Pop It.
That's
my shit. And so Let Me Pop It, you say, manifest the plug, now my neck look like it's boxing. I can't show no love because that love shit ain't solid.
That shit ain't solid. Hell no.
So who? I mean, it just depends on who.
You ain't green. You know that.
Nah. It really depends on who. Who, you know what I mean? I mean, who you let in. Like, you can't, everybody just can't fuck with the circle. Everybody can't, you can't treat everybody the same type shit. So, right. So what experience even led you to that line type
shit? Shit, just life, just going through shit. Like you said, like, you know, and I'm a little older now, so I done been through this, having 30, 40, 50 niggas around. Mm-hmm. So now you see it's just me and my folks, like, yeah. Walking this bitch with 2-3 people.
That's a fact.
So it's like, just, going through life experience, just knowing like most niggas be around for the wrong reasons and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like shit, it's hard for me to show love now. And it's hard for me to receive love because I don't need to be knowing if that shit
real genuine. Or, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I be fucked up. That's why I just be like, fuck everybody sometimes except for my people.
Yeah,
and
nah.
I fuck with you too now.
Nah, good luck, bro. You already, you know, you from the, from Columbia, right?
Yeah.
803?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what was it like growing up in 803 for people who don't know? Like, what was Black Zach? What was you doing growing up in 803?
It wasn't a lot of opportunity out there. Mm-hmm. Like shit. But it's like any other hood. Like, I ain't gonna just make it seem like it's just always just bad. But it's like a lot of places ain't got it like how we got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How we had it. So it was just like just regular shit. Like, it's a hood. Like, the same around the world, because I done been around the world, and it's like it's real niggas, fake niggas, lame niggas, you know what I'm saying?
It's
the same shit all around the world.
And what led you to take that turn to even start rapping? Like, somebody told you like, yo, this the way to go, or you just start rocking with music just off rip?
Like my peoples always had a studio at the spot when I was younger. Like, mm-hmm. It was a studio in my house. And like shit, one of the niggas that used to rap there, he used to just be like, why you don't never do music?
Yeah.
He was like, you got a rapper image. So shit, just start rapping. So shit, I just tried that shit. And shit, I didn't even know what I was doing.
Word.
So shit, I just figured that shit out, you know, got out of school. I wish I was rapping in school, but
you
I
was
got
out. In college?
Nah, I was in high school.
High school,
as soon as I got out of high school, that's when I started like dropping mixtapes and shit.
Yeah.
And just goddamn just started going from there. I ain't had no mentor, no guidance type shit.
Yeah.
Just really trial and error type shit.
Yeah, but you know, like the South been cooking up music for, I mean, like at least the last 30 years and been holding this shit down. So is there anybody that's from the South, either from the Carolinas, Atlantas, Miamis, anybody from there that you was like, all right, this gonna be like the example at least?
From where I'm from?
Yeah. Or just the South in general?
The South. Yeah, I always like, you know, looked at, because I always like, as far as in my city, it was people doing shit in the city as far as musically, but like I always wanted to be bigger than that shit. So,
Facts. So
to answer your question, yeah, I used to always look at people down south outside my city, like at the time, like the Gucci's, the Yo Gotti's, all them shit, like
Facts.
Like the niggas who really, I felt like was making authentic music.
Yeah, facts.
Not just a rapper, but if you get what I'm saying, like really making music and really living what the fuck they talking about.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. How you feel about rappers who rap a certain lifestyle but they don't actually live it in real life? Like,
what I feel about them?
Yeah. Like, what you think that's valid? That's the way to go if you gotta sell records just to, I mean, or you just.
I might let my brothers come in and tell you how they feel about it. they communication skills better than mine.
Nah, you good.
I try to stay away from them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Like, they kept, like, shit. Shit, you know, without them lies you telling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what would you really have going on?
No, that's a fact.
Them niggas get shaken when niggas like us get in the building. Like, they don't really, that's why they try to keep us out of the mix. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas kick that fake love with us. Like, all that tap in shit, I'ma fuck with you shit. Like, you never hear from a motherfucker when you leave. You feel me?
You just chatting. Nah. At the end of the day, I think like, cause art imitate life. So if this your art and this your craft, you gotta say what you're doing in real life. I mean, it only makes sense cause even making up stories is like at a point that story gonna run out.
Just tell your story.
Yeah.
You can't tell another nigga story. Cause get what? Like, how that universe work. Like, you're going to have to stand on that shit one day. All that shit you're talking about, like, whether you talking about ride with a switch, it's the other shit that come with ride with that switch, too, whether it's that getting caught with that bitch that time, then these niggas turn into the, you know, want to tell some, and then, you know, all that shit. Niggas don't really be standing apart.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. So
rapping about shit they don't really know about the good and the bad that come with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when shit be happening. That's how shit be going on, because it's like shit. It's real niggas in the rap game too.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit.
Anybody that you met once you got in the game that you was like, all right, like, I mean, they solid. They probably give you advice, or they probably just tell you like, yo, Zach, this how you move this way, or like, yo, I made that mistake. Yo, don't do that, bro, because I already saw what the result of that was. Anybody that you came across that ever gave that type of advice?
Hell no. Like, it always just been shit. Just
straight
us.
Business?
Like,
oh, your peoples.
Like, yeah. Like us. We ain't ran across nobody who really, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, who I would honestly say who really want to take us to the next level, like, put us on, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? No,
that's a fact.
Real. That's 1,000.
Yeah, no, I feel like.
Nobody.
Yeah, damn. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you handling.
But all them niggas know us, though, gang.
Yeah,
like, we'll run across all these niggas will see us and, like, what's up?
Solid
we gotta get
shit.
One in.
Yeah.
Be all in your DMs and shit with that lame ass shit.
Damn. But they don't never.
Yeah.
Plans don't always fall through type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
But shit, that's cool, though, but why even.
Initiated, yeah. Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's the funny part. I mean, people be on their bullshit, but, you know, we gotta keep it playing, keep it moving.
Sure.
Now you with SCMG?
Yeah, that's my family. I fuck with.
Yeah, so SCMG. How'd you even get in touch with Arnold Taylor, SCMG team? What was that initial like conversation like?
My bro BZ, he brought Arnold to the table, like on some radio shit back in the day.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to mess with him on the radio. He was like, shit, that's a good person who we should try out with the radio.
Right.
And then, shit, I just met him through there. And then, shit, it went from that to we wanted to do some business at the time and shit.
Gotcha. Yeah. And everything been smooth so far since you've been with them?
Yeah, it's our family. You know, I'm independent, but it's like, they're my family. I ain't got nothing bad to say about them.
No, in fact.
So, yeah.
Now, what's like the best part of, because how long would you say it took you just from, like, fully just doing your thing, you and your peoples, until you signed with SCMG? How long you was rapping for what, 2-3 years, or?
I say it probably was, like, 4 years, like, 3 or 4 years, for sure. Like, but just, like I say, doing it my way, like, trial.
Yeah.
Never had, like, no guidance.
Oh, you had no guidance,
shit, So, shit, just doing that, and then just went through that experience with from that to a major label.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Getting with Interscope and shit like that.
Yeah. Now, what's like the biggest motivation for you? I mean, because at the end of the day, because people always say, like, the dream is free, but the hustle sold separately.
Yeah.
So, what's your motivation to kind of keep going? Because anybody, because you talking about doing something for 4 years, some motherfuckers give up in like the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Especially you ain't had no guidance. You like, yo, you don't even know what you're doing, but you fall down, get back up, fall down. So why you kept getting back up? What was your extra motivation?
Shit, just seeing like the progress from that shit. And then just really knowing niggas want me to stop. Like niggas, I know, or maybe not, but this is how my mind frame be. I just be feeling like niggas don't want me to win regardless.
Yeah.
So I be like, I'm a show to you, nigga.
No, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what really keep me going. And outside of that, having that mind frame, just really seeing the progress, like seeing people outside of my city wanting to take pictures with me, or seeing, you know what I'm saying, that type of shit. I pay attention to that type of shit. I never get too big and not want to take a picture with anybody or no shit like that.
Nah, I fuck
so
with that.
So that type of shit showed me like growth and showed me like that shit working. Somebody paying attention and shit.
Nah, that progress shit, that's facts, bro. Like, anybody who you ever talk to that, you know, motherfuckers just be like, yo, how you get to, it's like, yo, it just ain't stopped. Like,
for sure.
That's it. You know, that consistency. And obviously, like you said, you got good people around you to still keep you, you know what I mean?
Grounded.
Just keep you grounded, in tune with everything. And therefore, you where you at now. So, What else you got planned, you know, just coming to New York? It's a little colder than what it is down south, right? Or yeah. Is it the same?
Yeah, nah, it's way colder up here. Mm. But shit, like, I like this weather. Like, I feel like that cold weather when you really can, like, put that shit on.
That's a fact. Like, so you gonna get the minks while you out here? The minks gonna be dragging? Like, what you?
Oh, man, we might.
You fuck with the minks?
We might pull a mink out.
Well, hey, it's wintertime.
Hey, what's the man that got the, I be seeing that by the post. We got the mink store. Hey, where everybody be gonna get the mink coat?
Shit.
I can't remember.
It's a couple of them. It's a couple. Oh, yeah, I don't know where that shit at, though. But, yeah, it's a couple of them. Yeah, if you fuck with,
yeah.
And, yeah, it's a couple of them. Yeah, you definitely find some shit.
Might pull the minks out. Give me some white shit.
Now, you got, of course, you iced out. Who you be coming to up here when you get your jewelry or you go to a couple places?
Shit, I got some light shit right now. But up here, my first, I ain't gonna lie, the first jeweler I ever came up here to fuck with was Prestine. Mm. The only reason I went here, because I seen at the time he was Floyd Mayweather's jeweler.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, if Floyd fucking with him, I know he got
valid.
The official.
Hell yeah.
I came up here, I brought an AP for that nigga, 50,000. Mm. I came up here, I brought that shit, and then I just was fucking with him, and then I went from him to Wifey in Atlanta, because I had a crib in Atlanta.
Gotcha.
So I just started fucking with Atlanta, but I done fuck with every jeweler. That's
yeah. They all been valid?
Yeah. And the ones I fuck with, like, they all, like, the ones I'm locked in with.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. Now you know it's the end of January. You know, top of the year, it's a lot of holidays at the top of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got New Year's. Mm-hmm. Come right after New Year's. You got MLK Day. You know what I mean? Niggas just celebrate MLK. Then you got Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's your plan? Matter of fact, what you did last year for Valentine's Day?
Last year for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I don't think I did shit last. What I did last? I don't think I did nothing last year.
Kept it chill.
Yeah.
So what's the plans? What's the plan this year? Like you cuffed up or you playing the field? Like what we doing?
I got a bad bitch, so I'm doing something Valentine's Day.
All right.
But I be shit. I don't think she be tripping by that shit. Like I be making shit happen.
It's every day.
Yeah.
She get queen treatment every day. I mean, I just brought
her a pendant like the other day.
Damn.
The jeweler was like, "Why you don't wait to Valentine's Day?" I was like, "Shit, for what?" Like,
yeah, you ain't got every day Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't say all that, but it's like, what's the point of waiting?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Put more pressure on myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. it's a video. This nigga from New York. He was like, you know, on Valentine's Day, you gotta do shit a little bit different. Like if you don't eat vagina, you gotta eat vagina. If you eat vagina, you gotta eat ass during Valentine's Day.
Are
you
the fuck said that? Does somebody in the North say
that? Yeah, this motherfucker just said that shit. So what that mean?
We don't do that.
You don't do none of that?
I don't do that one. Go ask my bitch. She outside. I tell her to come in.
You don't do nothing. You don't eat vagina, no ass, no nothing.
Nowhere close to that.
Damn.
I'm putting it down.
Not on Valentine's Day, bro?
She ain't thinking about it. She ain't got it. She ain't thinking about it.
You gotta bring her in now.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Just like, that ain't never been my shit.
No, in fact,
I ain't. Especially ass, what's up with you? Right, hell no, what's up with your folks?
I'm saying, man, that's what nigga say on the Valentine's Day, you got put shorty in the air, you gotta do something different, you know what I mean?
Don't love nobody that much.
You said show no love anyway.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
Listen to the song. You heard me?
I heard.
I don't know, Nico might be into that type of shit though, so.
Yo, Nico, you into that, bro?
Bro, that dope clothes
is up. That's why he over there, I'm over here talking, y'all, he over there like.
And nigga say, y'all done had that.
He like, speak for yourself,
Black. I ain't mad at nobody who do it, know what I mean? Cause
I'm like, we from the South. He like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Fresh out the shower type shit.
Rico.
Fresh out the shower, yeah.
He over there with the pink up, like.
ain't nothing, no, feel me? Ain't nothing wrong.
I'm just not into.
Yeah, you not into that
my
shit.
My producer, make sure ladies, which camera, both cameras.
Yeah.
Ladies, tap into Nico Baby. Wonderful experience, amazing experience. You know what I'm saying? Out of this world.
I ain't mad at you, bro.
Spontaneous guy.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. I mean, hey, if you ever change your mind, bro, I mean, There's nothing wrong with it. We ain't gonna judge you, bro.
So what about you? What you doing for Valentine's Day? That's what you doing?
Listen, man, you got step it up a little bit. Doing Valentine, you got to step it up. I mean, if you do that on a regular, you got.
Boy, I'm glad my shirt ain't in
here. Yeah, if you do that on a regular, you got to take it up a notch.
What people say.
You know what I mean? ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? But nah, long as the lady happy, long as shorty happy, you know what I mean, she's satisfied, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
I know Valentine's Day be kind of hard for some niggas. It used to be hard for me, like, you know, because that's the day where really shit
can make a break. She on the gram, yeah, she seen everybody.
Man, especially when you got about 7-8 of them motherfuckers, you can't be with everybody.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. And if you got to pick two, maybe. If you don't pick that one.
How the hell you gonna work two on Valentine's Day?
Nah, you gotta do.
That one gonna wanna be with you all day.
See, the thing with Valentine's Day usually fall during the week. So you gotta do one the weekend before and then one on the actual day.
Yeah.
Still, you know what I mean?
I used to say, like, my stomach hurt around them times, like, Valentine's Day. Like, damn, my stomach. I only got 6 pounds, baby.
Yeah, that's, I mean, but you, but now, that's a Zach in the past, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's bad. I ain't thinking about that.
So what really kind of made you kind of make that decision to just get with your lady? Like what was that pivotal moment? Like, all right, cool. I'm done with this.
I ain't even gonna lie. Like, that shit just happened out of nowhere. Like, shit, we linked up and I've been with that girl every day. Same thing. Like, shit. Like, damn, then I turned into like my best friend. Then,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's the best friend. That's a fact right there. Like, cause I feel like a lot of motherfuckers. Get with shorty, just, oh, like, they bad. It's like, bro, how many, we live in America, there's a billion bad women out here.
Yeah.
But if that's somebody you could really rock with, like.
Yeah, that bad bitch, she, like, yeah. But I got, like, she a real bitch, like, to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can't even speak for nothing else, but it's like, shit, for me. So it's like, shit, that shit just made sense. Like, and we from the same place. Like,
yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
You know, the same.
Let's speak the same language.
Same,
yeah.
Everything, and we come from, like, kind of the same shit. Like, so shit is amazing.
No, that's real. That's real. Now, I know the year just starting, but you got the whole year ahead. Like you said, you make sure you dirty bopping throughout all 24. What's the plan once the summer comes? Because right now it's a little chilly outside, but once people really back outside, what would you say Black Zach got in store for him?
Shit, we still gonna be dirty bopping. But when I say that, like, we gonna still be in the mix. Like, I ain't just talking about just no song, that shit a lifestyle, you feel me? Like, we really gonna be still in motion. Whether it's new music out, whether it's anything going on, like merch, whether it's like bro with the producing, shit, all that shit, we just gonna still be in motion, forever in motion.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. And what would you say success is for you right now? And how would you say that changed, that definition changed for you when you first started just in the game?
Success for me?
Yeah.
Shit. Like, I mean, back then, it just be like, I always be wanting more, bro. So I don't really be paying attention to what I got, like what the success is. Mm-hmm. I just be goddamn stuck, like, paying attention to what I want. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, shit, the difference between then and now is like, shit, just bigger goals. Like, I want, like, bigger shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Just a house, car, crib, like, what's gold, all platinum, that, double platinum.
All that shit's just a name.
Yeah.
Especially the last shit's a name. Because we done had the big cars and big houses and shit.
Yeah.
We need them double platinums and shit.
Need them records.
Hell yeah.
Nah, that's a fact.
That's what we
know. That's a fact, bro. Nah, Zach, I appreciate you, know what I mean, pulling up. Much success on everything in 24. I mean, you change your mind about Valentine's Day, it's all good. And the people ain't judging you. I mean,
you was crazy, man. He's a wild boy.
But real quick,
remember that, though.
Look into that camera right there. Give him your name, tell him where to follow you, and tell him where they can get that Dirty Bop video and everything else right here.
Hey, what it do? What the business is, boy? Black Zach. You can follow me at BLACCZACC. Make sure you download 48 Hours by me and my brother Nico, baby. Hottest in the streets. Let's go.
Let's get it. It's Jiggy Jones, Black Zach.
Jiggy.